This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1807. Have a summer fling with these English expressions. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
It's summer, and there are certain phrases that natives will only use around this time of year. What are they, and how can you use them too? Find out today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, Michelle. How you doing? Are you feeling summery?
I am. Oh my gosh. You know how much I complain about the cold, Lindsay. You've pointed it out before.
What is actually your favorite season, Michelle? Would you say it's winter, summer, spring, fall?
It's a good question. I guess I'm going to have to go with like the month of maybe the month of May. Just choose one month?
Yeah, sure. You can change the question.
Okay.
No, May is a really nice month. I really like May and October. I like October too because it's crisp. You know, it's really nice.
Yeah, it's like cooling down, but it's not too cold some days maybe. Yes. And you're like, ooh, a sweater. And then like by the time, you know, you're past October, you're like, oh no.
Yeah, I also like it because it's like cool leather jacket weather. You know what I mean? You can wear your leather jacket. You don't have to be in like a, you know, puffy, awful jacket. And you're not
like
in a t-shirt.
Space suit. Yeah.
Space suit. Right, exactly.
That's how I always feel. When I was little, I had like, it was a puffy silver, you know, one of those. And I just felt like an astronaut all the time.
That's true. Winter clothing is not, I don't know if it's really that fashionable, but I don't even know fashion, to be honest. So maybe we should get off that topic.
Never mind. But do you have a favorite season, or are we just going with those 2 months for the two of us?
Maybe the fall. I'm going to say summer because the possibilities are endless in the summer. You can travel abroad. You can stay home. You can do pretty much anything. It's also sometimes lighter work-wise. Like we try to take it easy in the summer. So I'd say summer is my favorite season.
Yeah. I'd say, okay. Overall, I'll agree with you, but I do get very hot. Anyway.
You do.
I don't like to be too hot, and I don't like to be too cold.
Yeah, true.
we're approaching July 4th already.
I know,
and
crazy.
I know, Lindsay, this is your favorite holiday. I know this about you, right?
Thank you for remembering.
The 4th of July, of course. I know. After 7 years.
You should remember by now. I know. I do love it. I love it. In case you guys haven't heard, I love it because it's so simple. It doesn't require buying any gifts. Doesn't require any politics of the family. Who's going to go where, right? No flights unless you want it to be. You could just go to the beach, have a barbecue, backyard, sandals, hot dogs, hamburgers. Ideal.
Yeah. You're right about that because it's not necessarily like some holidays are like family holidays where like it's thought of to be the family and you have to figure it out. And if you have a partner, you have to, you know,
have that conversation. Yeah.
Like, where are you going? And that can be tricky. So 4th of July is more like, all right, like we could be with friends, we could be with family. It's less pressure.
Yeah, but you usually have the day off. Obviously, it's a holiday, it's a national holiday if it falls during a week. And so everyone just, it's just simple. I like things that are simple, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I definitely hear you on that. So
yeah,
soon, It is 4th of July, and we are in summer now. So we've been doing, you know, these season series, and it started in the winter, right? It was 1711, Ugly Sweaters and Stocking Stuffers, phrases yes. you only use in winter. And this was because we had done a YouTube series.
Right.
We realized that to call someone a Scrooge, like, that's not something you really say in the summer, right? So we decided
right.
to
that
do this
weird.
Series. Yeah, it would just be weird. Like, there are certain things that you generally say only in certain seasons. And we realized that. So we went ahead. So that was 1711. And in the spring, we did 1763, which was Springtime Love and English Expressions. So today, in honor of July 4th coming up, we are going to do summer.
I love it. And again, I mean, yeah, these words that we're going to show you today, guys, yeah, you probably shouldn't say them in the winter. So we're going to say that. It's because the words we choose come from a mindset that we have, right? Yeah. And that mindset is usually based on the seasons. So that's why this is perfect.
Exactly. Exactly. So some of these are kind of funny. I realize the summer ones are kind of silly.
Especially this first one. I like this.
I know. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it. So the first one, guys, is beach bod. Now, I feel like I remember using the word bod more when I was like a teenager, like commenting on guys, like cute guys, models, you know what I mean, in magazines.
Well, what is bod short for?
Bod is short for body. So if you have a beach bod, it means you have a body for the beach, right? Maybe if you're a guy, you have a six pack. Right, we say a six pack, which means what, Michelle? Bonus for
it's
today.
Like, it's that abs. It's six pack abs. It's,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But actually, I guess people do start talking about this beach bod. I need to get my beach bod ready before people start wearing.
True.
Yeah. Even in the office with your colleagues, don't bring it up. Wait until you hear it. But some of your colleagues closer to you might say, oh, I don't have a beach bod yet. So I wanted to go to that party I got invited to, but I can't, you know, things like that. Right.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I wonder if this is going to get phased out because as we focus more on like things like body positivity, you know,
it might. Yeah. Good
and
point.
Like, you know, just kind of being, you know, not so critical of, you know, how
ourselves.
People's bodies look. I wonder if like saying things like beach bod is going to start to sound kind of like old fashioned.
I already think it's starting to sound a little 90s, I would say.
Yeah.
But it is important to know. So body is, body is shortened sometimes to bod. So that's kind of fun.
Oh my gosh. I'm sorry.
My phone is always ringing these days. It's crazy. All right. All right. What's the next
one?
No. I think it's spam calls, actually. I don't know what it is.
Oh, that's a problem. We have that too.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, the next one is beach bum.
Yeah. So what would that be? Who's a beach bum?
I think a beach bum is like somebody who really likes to spend a lot of time at the beach, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah.
So would you say you're a beach bum? Like, do you spend a lot of time at the beach?
No, I am so... Well, first of all, I don't live in in a landlocked state, first of all.
Right, that's true. What does that mean? What does that mean, landlocked?
Yeah, that's a great expression. A state or country, right?
Yeah.
That does not have access to the water.
Yep.
So we think about different countries, like Bolivia comes to mind, is landlocked. It's right in the middle. There's no ocean line, right? Colorado's landlocked. And even if I were living in Mass or California, no, I wouldn't be a beach bum. What about you, Michelle? Are you?
No.
No. No. Okay. Okay.
I think we've talked about this before, so I knew your answer. It's funny. I ask you a lot of questions.
And
but
you know.
I often know your
I'm
answer because we've
you
been
one
talking
of these days.
But we've been talking so many years. We know a lot.
It's true. It's true. Yeah.
So beach bum. Yeah, no, I am not a beach bum. I prefer like walking on the boardwalk. I like to be on the boardwalk. That's fun. Going to places like the Jersey Shore, that can be a good time. But I don't like, I'm not, like when I think of beach bum, I think of somebody like feet in the sand all day long.
Yes.
You know, and I just can't do it.
Yeah, it's true. You walk past people on the beach and they've got these dark, dark tans and they've just been there all day and you think, oh, it looks painful. If I do that, I need to be under an umbrella. You know, I just don't want to have my sun that my skin that exposed to the sun. I just feel like I'm going to regret it someday if I do.
Yeah, exactly.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
So the next thing is work on my tan. So, Lindsay, yeah. Are you someone who tries to get a good tan?
Michelle, I used to be. I would say that I used to be. And I even made the mistake. This is going to date me and this is a little embarrassing. I even made the mistake a few times of going tanning when I was in high school.
Like to a salon.
A tanning bed. Yeah.
A bed.
It was before we knew how bad it was. But maybe I still had a hunch that it was very weird. It was like 97, 98, and my friend Emma and I, she convinced me to go. You know, her mom was going all the time, and we got the goggles. We went a few times, but you stand there, and you just, like, look up at the – or you just, like, let the lights come on your skin. Have you ever been tanning?
I've never been to, like, a tanning bed, but I have been spray tanning.
Oh, geez, okay.
I've been to a spray tan, so that's not much better, Lindsay.
Isn't there a funny episode of Friends? Yes. Is it Friends? Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I was hoping you might say that,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is the only episode of Friends my mom has ever laughed at.
Laughed at? Does your mom not have a sense of humor?
No, my mom has an amazing sense of humor.
Okay,
like,
it's not funny enough for her.
Yeah, she just, like, doesn't find it funny. And as a kid, I mean, if she saw this, she would laugh. Like, as a kid, I would get so excited about Friends, and I would be like, I would be looking for the episode that will finally, like, get my mom to be a fan. And we would just watch it, and I would be, like, laughing, and I would always look over at her to see if she was laughing, and she'd just be like,
Interesting. Okay.
But
there's a
that
high bar.
Episode,
okay.
She has a high bar. Yes. That episode got her. And to this day, like even just a couple weeks ago, we were talking about it. So,
yeah. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, is it Ross or is it Chandler? It's Ross. Right. He goes to get a spray tan and he just stands in the same place for too long. He gets confused about the instructions and he ends up getting like a super heavy tan.
Really, really dark.
Yeah. That makes me never want to get a spray tan. That's for sure.
Yeah,
scary.
It's not, I don't know. I realized, you know, because, you know, in high school and everything, people would want to work on their tan and this and that.
Yeah.
And I would always, you know, I'm rather pale, if you didn't notice. And I would always want to be tan and I don't know. Then I learned to embrace the paleness because I've seen myself with a spray tan and I've seen myself when I get even a little bit of color. It doesn't fit. You know, like, you're meant to be
that makes
who you're
sense.
Meant to be.
Fair enough. And that's one of the gifts of getting older, honestly, is, you know, regardless of the trends.
Well, I didn't need you to point that out, Lindsay.
Yeah. You knew that already, right? You knew that. Yeah, we can start to embrace ourselves. Absolutely. I love that idea. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Thanks. It's because I'm old. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, Michelle, come on. Don't worry. I'm always going to be older. So don't worry.
Okay, so the last one we're going to teach is summer fling.
Yes. Okay, so do you think that summer flings are ever a good idea? Well, first of all, what is a summer fling, Michelle?
It's like a quick relationship that usually, like, it's not very realistic that, oh, will continue. Maybe you're traveling or, you know, I don't know. I could think of a cruise or just like working at a summer camp together or something like that. It's just like a fling. You can use fling for other times of the year, but summer fling, it's like in that song from Greece.
Summer fling. Yes.
Generally, I don't think they work out, but I'm sure there are some. What do you think?
There are some examples of some. I think it's fun. I think summer has a certain, and we can see it in these words. Summer has a certain lightness to it, a lack of seriousness, right?
Yeah.
I think in people's minds, like between Memorial Day and Labor Day, that's when you can kind of just goof off and have fun. But as soon as Labor Day comes around, it's like, even in the economy, the stock market, people pull out of their stocks in the summer, right? And then they go back in the fall. And so it's shown everywhere. We just kind of loosen up and relax.
Yeah.
So yeah, summer flings can be fun, but don't necessarily expect it to be something that's going to turn into. Yeah, yeah. I also think of like if you're a lifeguard at a pool, maybe someone else who's lifeguarding, that kind of thing, that kind of summer job fling. Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Lifeguard. Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, guys, these are expressions that you will most likely talk about either slightly before the summer or during mm-hmm. the summer. But you're probably not going to be talking about summer flings unless you're telling a story about the summer when it's snowing.
Probably not. Although, yeah, unless you're going back to let me tell you about my summer fling last summer. Right. That kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. So should we do a role play?
Yeah, let's do it. All right, so we are going to the beach. Oh, geez.
Okay.
All right. I can't wait to get out there and work on my tan.
Yeah, but don't get a sunburn. I'll sit for a bit, but I'm not really much of a beach bum, so I'll probably spend some time playing games on the boardwalk.
Yeah, Tracy's coming too, and she won't stop talking about her summer flings beach bod.
Oh, boy. I'll be sure to take a walk for that discussion.
Haha. All right. Nice. So yeah, typical. We're getting ready to go to the beach. Michelle, do you think that you could ever live in a place like California, more of a beach culture? Could you ever live like in Santa Monica or on the coast, you know, Laguna Beach?
I think maybe, because I think there's still like a lot of nice things there.
There really are.
Yeah, I don't know it so well. I will say that when I, you know, when I do visit beach towns, even like the Jersey Shore, I have this moment where I'm like, should I be living on the beach? Like, it's so it's so relaxing. Sometimes yeah. I think like if life could feel a little bit simpler or something like that. And then I always start looking up real estate and then,
and then things get complicated, right?
Yeah. And then I think like maybe I could do like a month in the summer or something like that. But then I just, I think it's one of those things when you're there, it seems like, oh, wow. But if I were to, I don't know if I could do it year round.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's something about the smell of the salt water, right? In the air. The salt air is really, really healing and relaxing for the body, the hair. It just feels great. But yeah, I'm not sure if I would necessarily want to live full time at the beach. But
yeah.
Who knows? Maybe another lifetime, right? Who knows?
Maybe. So. Anyway, guys, well, let's go through this.
Yes,
so
you said,
I can't wait to get out there and work on my tan.
Very common, right? Work on my tan. Again, that right there is a chunk. You're going to hear this from your colleagues on a Friday before a summer weekend, right? Work on my tan. Okay, really common, guys. And then I'm not really much of a beach bum is what I said, meaning I don't spend an entire day at the beach. I have to do other things, right?
Exactly. And then I said you said she won't stop talking about her summer flings beach bod, right? So this person she has a fling with, this person's body.
Yeah.
And their six pack maybe.
Exactly. And if you guys are on the app, you're going to be able to see this in the transcripts. I could see how this little chunk could be a little confusing because we're combining
summer
two
flings.
Of
beach
the key bod. Word, right? Keywords. So summer flings, that person's beach bod. Okay. So just to be clear, guys, good stuff. Any takeaway for our listeners today? Should they go out and just have a crazy summer?
Have a great summer. Have a great time and enjoy. And these, you know, listen for these expressions and enjoy a good weather.
All right. Good stuff. Enjoy it, guys. Happy summer.
Happy summer. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.